This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. For at least the last 8 or so years, the state legislature has been trying to control the payday loan industry. New laws have been passed limiting the interest the companies charge, but there haven't really been any rules promulgated to support the laws. Now, a panel of lawmakers listened to consumer advocates earlier this week who are pushing for the regulations to protect the consumer. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The Interim Legislative Committee passed a resolution telling the State Regulation and Licensing Department to report on just how they are enforcing the laws. That report is due later this year. The department told the lawmakers they had gotten 4 complaints against the small loan lenders since January when the laws took effect, and said each complaint was thoroughly investigated. The advocates say they don't know how the laws are being enforced, so the department told them they're in the process of reviewing public comment to develop the regulations. The problem has been that the payday lenders have charged outrageous interest for small loans, which in many cases made it impossible for the lenders to pay them back. Many, if not most, of the borrowers are either poor or low income. More after this. The lenders defend the high interest rate, saying it ensures that low-income people with bad or no credit have access to loans in emergencies. The new laws that were passed in 2017 limit the interest amounts and give borrowers 120 days to repay the loans in at least 4 installments. Some of the loans made before the law passed have provisions that automatically renew the loans if the borrower doesn't pay them back fully and keeps the borrowers in a cycle of debt. Lenders have been arguing that their borrowers cannot go to a traditional bank or credit union and get a loan. In addition, those borrowers would not qualify for even the smallest traditional loan. Therefore, they say, they're the only alternative for those folks, and the high interest rates repay them for the additional risk. The laws will put a crimp in the lender's business. Some cities and others are talking about starting local banks that would offer alternatives to the payday lenders. Cities like Santa Fe have been talking about starting city-owned bank to accomplish that. Other cities are offering low-interest loans to employees who might not qualify for traditional bank loans. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
What the ultimate solution will be is unclear. Whether the new regulations and controls on payday lenders will lead to their changing or their demise, we'll wait and see. If some of the cities do start their own banks, it would seem to us that the regulatory climate for banking and the competition with businesses in town would be seriously problematic. It really isn't the government's job to compete with private industry. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.